has said that the National Guard should not be called in to deal with campus protests, but I'm just happy that he's finally not sending military aid somewhere. That was my best joke, yeah. Colin.
That was his best joke. That was the best joke they had on Saturday Night Live. That's why nobody watches, because that was their best joke. It used to be a comedy show. And since then, he decided not to send military aid to Israel. He signed an executive order. It's called Death to the Jews. It's Joe Biden and the Democrats. They're not on our side. Boy, are they not on our side. Well, happy Monday, and welcome back. It is a mad world. There is no doubt about it. The campuses still rife with these Gestapo types. And did you see the White House? The White House yesterday calling President Trump a Nazi and Gestapo and all this stuff, and because that's what they do, and they accuse you. It's the old Russian playbook, the Soviet playbook. You accuse the other guy of being guilty of whatever it is that you're guilty of. You accuse the other guy of doing what you're doing and what you're about to do, because, you know, that's what the Soviet Union taught the Democrat Party. Also, an interesting audio today of an old author, a controversial author who made a video long before videos were being made, and a funny, interesting video talking about 1943. The comparisons to today are numerous and legitimate. So many things. Republican Congressman Byron Donalds last week went to, and I played the audio for you last week, went to the George Washington University campus here in Washington, D.C., and he was shouted down, verbally assaulted by some little fella with an accent suggesting that he's from another country, not from Mississippi or Indiana or something, but from another country, and he's shouting at Byron Donalds, Republican congressman, who is African-American, shouting that he's an Uncle Tom, and that he's a race traitor. He's a race traitor. Now, the guy yelling at him is not black, so, and he's not American. He doesn't have any standing on any of these levels. But it turns out, surprise, surprise, the guy yelling Uncle Tom and race traitor at Congressman Byron Donalds, who's just great and a great guy, and really the kind of congressman we should have a lot more of, turns out that the guy yelling at him is what? He's a professor. He's a professor there. Just amazing. Vile Georgetown professor calls Byron Donalds an Uncle Tom in repugnant scene. The Democrat Party is not on the side of the United States of America, not on the side of girls and women. You know, they got that whole, number of states are suing the Biden administration over this Title IX change, where they say, oh, transgender people are protected under Title IX. So now men go in and beat up women in sports. And the Democrats think that's really great. They're not on the side of anything correct, anything right, anything true, the Democrat Party. They're kind of awful, aren't they, Michael? They're just not the amazing. So anti-Israel George Washington University professor dubs congressman, race traitor, and Uncle Tom. I will share that with you. It's a remarkable story. Also, even the radical left-wing extremists at Politico, they've got a story today on where the funding is coming from for all of these protest rallies across the country on campuses, and they're buying truckloads of plywood to build containment areas to keep the police out, and it doesn't work, of course, but, you know, they're not bright. But who is behind it? Well, a funny thing is we've been talking about who's behind it. Mark Levin, I think, was ahead of the curve, ahead of everybody on who has been funding all of these groups. And surprise, surprise, George Soros is all over it, but you're an anti-Semite for even thinking his name. You don't even have to say it out loud, and you're an anti-Semite, according to the Democrats, who are, of course, anti-Semites. It's pretty amazing stuff. Can't be anti-Israel and not be an anti-Semite, it's the only Jewish state, after all. Remarkable stuff. So we've got a bit of this and a bit of that going on that front. And where was it? The University of Michigan. They had their graduation ceremony over the weekend, and it was disrupted by these pro-jihad anti-Semite mobs that the Democrat Party has been educating, brainwashing, indoctrinating on campuses for years now. Remarkable things. Yes, sir. And the left-winger Bill Maher, he's actually out there. Every now and then, it becomes so embarrassing to toe the party line that every now and then Bill Maher has to tell the truth, and he told a truth or two. Then he lied his rumpus off. I actually watched his new rules thing from over the weekend. Everything he said, virtually everything he said, was inaccurate, wrong, but that's where Democrats get their news. It's not easy being wrong about everything. You've got to watch Bill Maher every Friday if you want to be completely ill-informed. Watch MSDNC. You can take in some CNN. Watch Bill Maher. Then you'll have a wealth of knowledge. It will all be wrong. It's the old Ronald Reagan thing. It's not that liberals don't know anything. It's just that so much of what they know is wrong. And Bill Maher is one of those messengers who provides left-wingers with the disinformation and misinformation that they so desperately need so that they can walk through life being wrong about everything. Anytime they're asked a question, they've got a quick answer. It's the wrong answer. It's not true. But never mind that. It's okay. Mm-mm-mm. Incredibly selfish of these people. Internet slams pro-Palestinian protesters as they disrupt University of Michigan graduation ceremony. And it is, that was kind of an interesting moment. There were cheers and boos for the people interrupting the jihadis that they think it's fashionable. Well, the Democrat Party's made it fashionable to be pro-jihad and to be a genocidal Jew hater. That's the Democrats' latest wave of cool is all about hating the Jews. Just amazing. And the fakesters at CBS News, they wanted to soften it before you even heard about it. Pro-Palestinian protesters briefly interrupt University of Michigan graduation ceremony. They put briefly in the, John F. Kennedy's motorcade was briefly interrupted going through Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. Just briefly, he rocked in his chair. But never mind that. And one of the leaders of the Columbia University mayhem, listen to this headline from The Blaze. Columbia University rioter, one of the leaders of the insanity at Columbia University in New York and Ivy League school, is an heir to an advertisement empire, owns a mansion, and has a lengthy criminal record. Oh, okay. You can take the kid out of the bank vault. Just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, and Politico finally got around to reporting what we've been talking about here for weeks and what others have been talking about for weeks, what Mark Levin has been doing a great job pointing out. Pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by a surprising source, colon. They love their colons. Biden's biggest donors. Oh, surprise, surprise. Just amazing. And it's kind of funny. I was doing research over the weekend, and I happened upon a New York Times article from 2019. Now, you may remember they were sleeping, and the Democrats were sleeping in their own feces and sleeping bags and Occupy Wall Street and all that stuff. And then St. George Floyd of fentanyl, who died of heart failure while resisting arrest and became a hero of the Democrat Party. The Democrats have been rioting and burning and creating mob violence, political mob violence, for years and years now. Barack Obama really is behind the curtain on all of this. He is, boy, is he not on our side. And he was raised by a commie in his most important formative years. Frank Marshall Davis was his mentor. He's a Saul Alinsky guy. And the radical left is here. They call themselves Democrats, but the Democratic Party isn't. These people aren't liberals. But here's the 2019 story from the New York Times. The headline is, I don't go to parties. I go to protests. I don't go to parties. I go to protests. And back in 2019, encouraging people to not be normal, but to be a maladjusted, malevolent, malignant Democrat, and to oppose everything that civilization represents because they're the left. Now, we've got remarkable things. Also, we're waiting for an offensive to take place into the Gaza, an Israeli offensive. And Joe Biden's White House has announced that they're stopping weapons shipments to Israel because they were chanting Deutschland über alles in the East Room at the White House over the weekend. But we're expecting an Israeli offensive to take place to go after the leadership of Hamas. And Joe Biden still hasn't said, release the hostages, hand over your leaders for trial. Still hasn't said that. But what is he throwing $9 billion at Hamas and the Gaza of our money and just putting it on the tab? It's not like we're paying as we go, just adding it to the tab. And, you know, you're going to college. You think you're getting your student loans paid off. They're putting that on your tab, too. Not too bright. I don't know what college you went to, but there it is. So we're waiting for an offensive to begin into the Gaza-Israeli military, going after the troglodytes from hell, the genocidal, blood-sopped troglodytes. And that's expected to start any minute now. I'm looking at my watch. It's expected to start any minute now. And the Hamas people, who have the full support of the Democrat Party and Joe Biden and the Biden White House, cutting off an arms shipment to Israel in the middle of a war. But let's keep funding Ukraine, and let's make sure that the oil markets are great news for Vladimir Putin and Russia, so we're funding both sides of that. And we're funding both sides of the war in Israel because Democrats have no moral compass. They just want to win the election. That's your Democrat Party. But over the weekend, and the news media is completely ignoring it. I don't think it appeared in the Washington Post at all. The Gazaites, Hamas, firing rockets and missiles into Israel. The first attack on a kibbutz wounded 10 Israelis. The next attack killed 3 Israeli soldiers. They're continuing to wage their war against Israel and to hold hostages. And the West is, that Western civilization, such as it is, the United States, America, we're standing here with our pants pulled down around our ankles, walking along, sucking our thumbs, saying the Gazaites, the Hamas walked away from these peace talks that were fake peace talks in the first place in Egypt, but they've walked away and they're firing missiles in Israel and they're killing people and they're injuring people. The Times of Israel, at least 10 injured, some seriously, in Hamas rocket barrage fired from Rafah area. And that's the area that's about to be attacked by Israeli forces because there are genocidal lunatics in there, an army of them. And after deadly Hamas rocket attack, Israeli strikes on Rafah said to kill 16. 3 Israeli troops killed in barrage. The Democrats, CIA chief, we have a CIA chief, he's not much of a CIA chief, heads to Qatar as hostage talks said to be near collapse. Now they have collapsed. We said never again, but Holocaust horrors echoed on October 7th. This is the Times of Israel. Our news media really doesn't cover the news so much, though. Now, we've got Israelis killed, Israelis wounded because they're under attack by this terrorist army. Joe Biden, U.S. put a hold on an ammunition shipment to Israel, Axios reports. And that's because they're trying to suck up to the jihadis in the United States. They want the jihad vote. And they've got the jihad vote. Amazing things that we've got here. Joe Biden, our foreign policy expert, offended Japan and India last week, calling them xenophobic. Now the White House is saying, well, that was unfortunate. Yeah, Joe Biden's unfortunate. His brain is unfortunate. His brain, she's a broke, she's a no good. My best girl and I, we went to a big horse race in Virginia over the weekend on Saturday, the Gold Cup, and it was great fun. Hope to share some of the details of that with you. Fewer black voters plan to vote in 2024. So the Democrats are going to have to, you know, find a cop to demonize and start some riots, I think. That's what they do. Crime, mayhem, Democrats everywhere you look. Gosh, we've got more stuff. We've got transgender, LGBTQ, Democrat stuff, always Democrat stuff, isn't it? And how about that COVID outbreak? Where did that come from? What do the U.S. government think, and when do they think it? Looks like it came from the Wuhan lab, just like we thought all along. Looks like the funding for the riots coming from Soros, just like we thought all along. And even the left-wingers at Politico are saying, boy, the news media is really a donkey show, isn't it? Just scratching the surface on some of the things we're going to get to today. Thank you for being with us. We're at 888-630-9625.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ah, so much madness, so little time. Let us go to the telephones, Michael. Let's go to Shannon, calling from Summer Duck, Virginia, which sounds like more fun than any place else on the planet. Shannon, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning. I'm so excited. I'm a longtime listener.
Welcome.
Well, I have a question. I am so confused about, watching all this. Why do they continuously let these protesters on the college campuses and everything wear masks? I mean, I think if they weren't wearing masks to hide their identity, a lot of them wouldn't be doing this. But it seems like even when the police arrest them, they don't remove the masks. I think there should be a law or something. You can't just cover your face all the time.
It's funny you should say that. I've noticed the same thing. Even when they've got them in cuffs and are dragging them away, many times these little brainwashed, glassy-eyed zombie loons still have their surgical masks on. And I know that the law varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction, Shannon, but for example, in Washington, D.C., it is illegal to wear a mask to cover your face if you're covering your face in order to conceal your identity because you're committing a crime. That is an additional crime. But we don't really hold people accountable for committing crimes these days, Shannon, because of Democrats.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
All right. Now, the Democrats have always been the party of racists. If you start with Jefferson Davis and the president of the Confederate States of America and the Civil War, and then Nathan Bedford Forrest and creating the White Knights of the KKK, and then Jim Crow and Joe Biden didn't want his kids going to school in a racial jungle and all of that, you know, this Democrat Party, that's who they are. Also, I want to get to this story today. Monkeypox outbreak in New York City. Surprise, surprise. The health officials are investigating Democrat Party behavior as to the spread of the monkeypox, which what are they like to call it the mpox now because they think that sounds better. That's better spin. But let's set that aside for the moment. Let's get to this remarkable moment at the George Washington University in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, when Republican Congressman Byron Donalds went to the campus last week to see what was going on. Because, you know, interestingly, they've got all this pro-jihad stuff going on, and some of the faculty, and I'll give them a little bit of credit, not a lot, but a little bit of credit, some of the faculty actually went to the lengths of putting up a giant American flag hanging from a building on the campus of the George Washington University. That's our flag, for Democrats listening along. And the Democrats immediately got to work with a projector. Where do they get all this equipment? They've got a projector that projected Joe Biden's head squinting and showing his teeth. And underneath it says Genocide Joe, a giant projection device that put Joe Biden's face on the American flag and Genocide Joe in giant letters below that with this projection thing. That's the same projector, I'm guessing, where they projected from the river to the sea, which means wipe the state of Israel off the map and kill all the Jews in it. And the Democrat Party has made this trendy. They've made it fashionable. It's, I'm sure, is trending on X and various other social media platforms, right? Because they can do that. They can make kill the Jews trendy. That's the kind of power they have, social and cultural power they have. Information dominance. Remarkable stuff. But let's go to Byron Donalds, because in Washington, D.C., where we've got a city council member, Trayon White, who says that the Jews control the weather. He was driving in his car. City council member, Trayon White, Democrat, racist, and African-American man, racist. And he was going crazy driving in his car, making a video of himself talking about how the Jews and the Rothschild family make it snow and control the weather so they can take over cities.
Man, it's just out of snowing out of nowhere this morning, man. Y'all better pay attention to this climate control, man.
Y'all better,
this climate,
man.
Manipulation. And D.C. keep talking about we're a resilient city. And that's a model based off the Rothschilds controlling the climate to create natural disasters they can pay for and own the cities, man. Be careful.
That's right. Got to be careful because the Rothschilds, it's a model, and it's controlling the cities, and they're coming for you. You know, the Jews, they control the weather, and they're using the weather to control the cities. Every day is an IQ test, Trayon, and you have yet to show up. You're quite amazing. Just remarkable stuff. All right, now let's get to Byron Donalds, because the Washington Post didn't cover it, and CNN doesn't cover it, because they're not journalists. They're front groups for the Democrat Party. But the Floridian Press covered it. Congressman Byron Donalds is from Florida. They covered it, and even if the New York Times doesn't. GWU, that's George Washington University professor, calls Representative Donalds an Uncle Tom at protest. And they report Representative Byron Donalds, Republican Florida, and some of his colleagues in Congress recently ventured down the block to George Washington University in D.C. as demonstrations reached a peak. At the event, Representative Donalds was encountered by a Palestinian activist and professor named Zain El Amin. Zain, Z-E-I-N, El Amin. We held him at El Alamein, who made racist comments toward the Florida congressman. Now, this is what it sounded like when the professor from GW and Georgetown University, they love him so much because he's a jihadi that even the Catholics hired him over at, he's obviously a Muslim terrorist, a genocidal racist, and his name is Zain El Amin. And when Byron Donalds arrived on campus, he was surrounded by a scrum of people. I won't call them a mob of people, but a scrum of people. And while he was engaging with some of the people on campus, this is, again, a professor. Last week I was talking about this, you know, the problem is the students, But the bigger problem, and I talked about this on my Newsmax show too, the bigger problem is, you know, the adults in charge are the problem. And the adults in charge are the professors and on and on. This is what it sounded like on the campus, George Washington University, when this radical extremist, jihadi propagandist, El Amin, professor, faculty member, serves an adjunct professor at Georgetown University, at George Washington University, and at American University. He's very much in demand. And listen to this little Nazi.
How much is AIPAC paying you, you bastard?
That being said,
how much is AIPAC paying you, you race traitor?
Race
trader,
what?
Yeah.
Hey, hey,
yeah. Uncle Tom.
Hey.
Why the United States is supporting a Jewish supremacist country?
Outside agitators aren't allowed. You're working for a foreign entity, you
You're
bastard.
Get him out of here,
yeah,
sir.
Student.
That guy's really old to be in college.
Sir.
Anyway.
Byron Donald's quips. That guy's really old to be a college student. Well, it turns out he's a professor. And he's a professor, and they pay him to be a professor at Georgetown University, which is supposed to be a Catholic university. At George Washington University, it's supposed to be an American university. They did hang an American flag, and then the jihadis posted Joe Biden Genocide Joe with a projector onto the American flag. And they pay him at the American university, too. And my best girl and I were out yesterday afternoon and evening and for dinner in the end with a friend, and the friend is Jewish, suddenly, because it matters to this story. His daughter is similarly situated, that is to say that she's Jewish, and she's attending the American University. And my friend is here from New York to pick up his daughter and bring her back home. And the stories of the anti-Semitism on campus, but, you know, they hire El Amin to be a professor at the American University, and they pay Zine Al Amin to be a professor at Georgetown University, and they pay him to be a professor at the George Washington University. And I guess it should come as no surprise that people are being indoctrinated and raised to be and being brainwashed. In fact, there's a story in the New York Post. The headline is "Brainwashing Campus Activists Starts Long Before College." Because the left, they sunk their teeth into the children long ago. Give me the children for 10 years and I'll give you a Bolshevik for life, as Lenin said. So brainwashing campus activists starts long before college. Carol Markowitz at the New York Post with the story. Americans shocked at the aggressive protests on our most elite college campuses often imagine these kids have become brainwashed while away at school. That indoctrination certainly does take place. Yet the process for most starts far earlier, often in the K through 12 years, or even before K through 12. What we're seeing on our campuses is the culmination of many years of leftist activists pushing kids to the forefront to spread their propaganda. Now, we've talked about this many times. First of all, they've got this gender confusion thing that the Democrat Party has used to screw up America, screw up families, screw up women's sports, screw up everything they can screw up. That's what they're here to do. But they also send the kids out in grammar school, and I've talked about this many times. I've talked about how they have like pro-abortion marches, and they get grammar school children. No sense of irony. It's like blacks for slavery and children for abortions. And the Democrat Party can do that because that's the kind of collective power they have, the kind of cultural power they have. So Carol Markowitz, right, you know, then the indoctrination starts K through 12, and what we're seeing on our campuses is the culmination of many years of leftist activists pushing kids to the forefront to spread their propaganda. And then let's not forget about the after-school Satan clubs that the Democrat Party promotes as well. And it's not remotely just bored books and honestly with gender queer little boys performing sex acts on grown men, and they insist that that be in your child's grammar school. The Democrat Party has a lot of sexual issues, and a lot of them have to do with children. And we have prisons for people like that. Like the former mayor of College Park in Maryland, not far from where I sit today, who is a close friend of Pete Buttigieg and a multiple visits to the Biden White House. And he was, 165 charges of gay child porn. He's in prison now, I think, unless they quietly let him out. Honestly. And it's not remotely just bored books like A is for Activists that introduce toddlers to the idea of protest before they even set foot in school. Teachers push their agenda. Whether climate change, gun control, the war in Gaza, they're focused far less on teaching children how to think than what to think. The goal is to turn kids into activists, and the sooner the better. After all, children can be valuable for shutting down debate, and they use them as human shields, like Hamas uses their children as human shields. Their youth implies innocence and seems to confer a moral authority. How could anyone argue with an innocent child? Greta Thunberg famously quit school to campaign against climate change. It was impossible to challenge a pigtailed child. And she's on the spectrum, too, so you couldn't... even if she demanded the world stop functioning, recall her tearful, "How dare you!" in front of the UN Climate Action Summit in 2019. It reverberated widely because of her age. A grown-up making the same plea would have seemed unbalanced. Yet the idea of Greta von Thunberg, 90% of her fun is below the waterline, as a climate warrior spokesperson was born when a grown-up activist saw how teen anti-gun crusaders, after the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, viciously attacked ideological foes with minimal pushback. Yeah, what was that guy, David Hogg, right? David Hogg. They got the teen. I've been talking about this for years, how they have their teenage prophets. And Greta von Thunberg is one of them. And David Hogg, the high school guy, and he's on TV in limousines and private jets, and they're flying him around because the left uses children not just as sexual playthings, although they do that, certainly, but also as political weapons against the culture because they're here to destroy. And that's what they're doing. The concept has only spread since David Hogg and Parkland High School. It's true. And I've been talking about this for a long time, using children and the marches out of school where they've got children marching for abortion. The younger, the better. And they've got them literally with signs and like, I'm 6 years old and I support abortion. That's, well, too late for you, I guess. But, you know, they'll circle back to you with Jen Psaki, I think. Grown-up radicals know how to get kids interested. Last month, the Free Press reported that the Long Beach Unified School District was paying students to train in radical and social justice causes. The kids have little passion for the cause. Maybe some cash will win them over. Sure, they're even being used as fronts for major lawsuits across the country. The group Our Children's Trust is pursuing so-called climate litigation on behalf of 21 children because they're going to be disproportionately impacted by the weather, you know, the climate, because Democrats. And Al Gore started most of this, right, with that polar bear standing on an ice shelf looking all concerned, looking down. Oh, no, I'm afraid. I'm a polar bear. I can't swim. Polar bears swim better than Leah Thomas. Polar bears are fine. Polar bears don't need ice. They're bears. Ice has little to do with polar bears. But never mind any of this.
This is for real. It is not made up.
And keep in mind, a warmer planet is a better planet. Nobody wants a colder planet. People are not flocking to upstate New York, driving real estate prices up along the Finger Lakes. People are moving in droves to Florida and Arizona and Texas, not to Minnesota, which used to be a normal state but isn't anymore. Never mind all of that. They're using the children as human shields. And honestly, and I've been using that very phrase for years now. And the New York Post has the story on the Democrats using children and 8-year-old children. Who was it with? Katie Porter, Congressman Katie Porter in California, with her 9-year-old daughter, who must be 30 now or something. Her 9-year-old daughter, who knows that the world is on fire and we're all going to die soon.
The earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon.
Yes, Katie Porter. And last week, you may remember, it's in the New York Post piece also, we played audio of the drag queen story hour for little children, where the drag queen with little children was having them chant, "If you're a psychopath and you know it, clap your hands."
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout, "Free Palestine." Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout, Free Palestine!
This is the Democrats with little children, a freakazoid bearded drag queen man with little children in drag having them chant, "If you're happy and you know it, free Palestine." Palestine was free before they attacked a superior country that they live in. But never mind that. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to D. Let's go to D calling from Washington, D.C. D, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, D.
Yes, I was just calling in response to what you were saying about how they get kids into things.
Yes.
Pardon me. My daughter... You know, a few years ago, I want to say this was around, I don't know, 2018 or so.
Uh-huh.
I had her in a summer camp with the Audubon Institute, which I love nature too. And she was very happy at that camp. And they had they were going to have a day when they were going to go to the Natural History Museum. And you needed to sign a permission form. And my daughter told me she didn't really want to go to it. And I said, "Well, honey, you know, you can have a good time at the museum." She says, "They're not going to really go to the museum." And I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "Well, they want to participate in a protest." I was like, "They're not going to participate in a protest." I said, "They're going to the museum." And I convinced her to go. And when she came back, she told me that, yes, they had indeed participated in a protest. They spent like an hour at the museum, but the rest of the day was just spent participating in the protest. And she just, you know, sat on the sidelines under the tree or whatever it was, just looking at all the young people, you know, holding up signs and...
You told Jeff that they were protesting against Ryan Zinke, the Interior Secretary, right? I think you should sue them for $100 million.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith, right? Teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.